We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Fulton County DA Fannie Willis.
Fannie Willis.
Now, yesterday, 26 alleged gang members were indicted for Atlanta area home invasions. Also, kidnappings, armed robberies, shootings, and targeting people like Mariah Carey, Atlanta Falcons, Calvin Ridley, and the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Marlo Hampton. Well, she said this yesterday.
I'm not targeting anyone, but however, you do not get to commit crimes in my county and then decide to brag on it, which you do that for a form of intimidation and to further the gang and not be held responsible. One of the lyrics used in this indictment, just one of the lyrics, is me and my crew striking out, striking in all black. Send me the drop. We'll kick in the house. If we steal a car, we're going to take off the tag. Well, they're kicking indoors, committing home invasions, and now I'm using those lyrics that they're admitting to doing that. I'm going to continue to do that. People can continue to be angry about it. I have some legal advice. Don't confess to crimes on rap lyrics if you do not want them used, or at least get out of my county.
You have to tell me what that woman is saying wrong, because I didn't hear one thing that she said wrong in that whole statement. And the problem with humans is they don't like to deal with the consequences of their actions. And we told y'all just a little while ago that, you know, we, number one, we don't want people committing crimes. And we could talk about all of the different factors, all the different socioeconomic factors that lead people to a life of crime. But if you are going to commit crimes, if you have committed crimes, why are y'all on social media bragging about said crime? Why are y'all on rap songs confessing to said crime and got the nerve to talk about snitches getting stitches when you out here self-incriminating yourself? I will never understand it. I don't get it.
The dumbest thing ever.
And she gave the perfect legal advice. If you're going to commit these crimes, why are you getting on records bragging about them?
She's saying, don't confess to crimes on rap lyrics if you don't want me to use them. Or at least get out of my county. If you decide to admit your crime over a beat, I'm going to use it. And I totally agree. If you're dumb enough to commit a crime,
that's right,
and then detail what you did and explain how you got away, how you steal cars, you change the plates, how you break into a crib, then you, if you're that dumb, you deserve to sit down for a little bit.
And how come there's so many OGs out here, you know, fighting saying that, you know, rap lyrics shouldn't be used in court. Why aren't the OGs sitting these young brothers and sisters down and telling them, look, man, if y'all really out there in the street doing these things, if y'all have done these things, don't talk about them on your records. Well, why? You can't say, if you're trying to say that this woman, the DA, is targeting rappers, but these rappers are making themselves obvious targets by bragging about what it is they've done and are doing.
Well, not talk to them about not putting it in their lyrics. I think you talk to them about not doing the stupidest that they're doing, because they're going to get killed. You're going to run up in the wrong crib.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get killed.
But that's why I said, number one, we don't want people committing crimes.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, there's a lot of socioeconomic factors that lead people to committing crimes. The number one is poverty, okay? But, yes, I agree. If they're going to do these things, why get on records and talking about them? And the other thing is, if it's not real, if it's just entertainment, if it's just art, then me, Leonard McKelvey, Charlamagne Tha God, I'm telling y'all should change the content of your art. Because all it's doing is getting you indicted and influencing a generation of kids to do the wrong thing.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Kenny, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, my man? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kenny. What's going on? Talk to me, bro.
Okay, let me take it off speaker.
Thank you,
Kenny. Take it off Bluetooth, Kenny.
Yeah, I took it off. This is what I want to say, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm upset because it's like these district attorneys all over the nation. They pulling the Kamala Harris, basically. They throwing brothers under the bus. But we never see them indict these motorcycle gangs. We don't know what these motorcycle gangs even carry. You know, so you see about 40 of them on the highway, all 9 of them motorcycles going across the country. They be carrying meth, guns, anything to our communities. But we never, I'm 46 years old, I ain't never seen them get indicted. Or never seen no motorcycle gang, Ku Klux Klan, anybody been indicted in his own every radio station, every TV, or nothing like that will do crime. You know what I'm saying? You go to any jail, you're going to see any race in that.
Well,
so why they only targeting our race?
Well, no, that, well, my brother,
like Atlanta.
I will say where you're right at is that you don't see it a lot because for whatever reason, these stories aren't sexy to the media. But, man, those motorcycle gangs get indicted all the time, brother.
And they're not rapping in their lyric. I don't think
like, that's what I'm saying. There's no celebrity attached to the motorcycle gangs. If there was a celebrity in one of these motorcycle gangs, it probably would make more media news. But these motorcycle gangs get indicted all the time.
All the time. Hello, who's
Google
this?
Google it.
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good morning, Chris from Atlanta. Oh, you from Atlanta. So how you feel about what she said, Chris?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think, you know, there's a perspective of freedom of speech, but you got to realize, you know, what was said in terms of violence and things of that nature back in the day, it was more storytelling than it is people actually clouting about actually doing these particular things. So I applaud Danny for you know, putting responsibility back in music, honestly.
Hey, let's be real, too, my brother. I'm 44, so I was raised in the 1900s. I'm assuming you was raised in the 1900s, too, right?
84, yes, sir.
Listen, here's the thing. Them niggas was lying. 90% of the rappers back then was lying their ass off. We used to say it all the time. If rappers were doing half of what they said they were doing in their raps, they'd all be under the jail.
Correct.
The difference between this generation and our generation, these little dudes is really out here living that life they rapping about.
Allegedly.
No, they are. They're rapping it.
Allegedly.
Oh,
yeah, it depends. I mean, some of them are allegedly.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. All right, brother. Thank you, Kenny. Be safe out
there. Thank you.
Some people said nothing wrong.
Some people are mad at her. But I think, like, she's cleaning Atlanta up. And she's like, look, if you dumb enough to do the crime and put it in a rhyme, You snitching on yourself, I'm going to arrest you.
That's all I want to know is, man, like if you got to commit the crime, right, even though you don't have to, but I understand the socioeconomic conditions that lead people to do it. But if you do it, why do you get on social media and brag about it? Why do you get on rap songs and talk about the crimes y'all have committed? And then you got the nerve to say that this woman is targeting rappers when the truth to the matter is the rappers are making themselves obvious targets by bragging about what it is they're doing.
Yeah.
Or have done.
You're right. Let's go to the phone lines. Dre, good morning, Dre. Dre.
Yo.
What's up, Dre? What's your thought, bro?
Man, I feel like... Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh. Can you?
Yeah, I got my headset on. I feel like... I definitely understand where the district attorney coming from, but it's like... How can you put all your words... all the rappers' words and hold them accountable for that when there's clearly a lot of entertainment going on in it.
Well, I think the DA and the law enforcement is smart enough to know when somebody's just rapping and when somebody's actually rapping and doing what it is that they say and what they're rapping about. They're investigating. It's not like they just listen to your lyrics and say, "Oh, he said this. Let's go get him."
Right.
I understand that, but if they don't, they got to at least have like clear like evidence, not just going off of what they say.
I'm sure they do. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they do. That's my point. Like, I don't think they just indicting these people just because of lyrics. That wouldn't make no sense. They couldn't win those type of cases. But
that's what she's saying. That's what she's going by right now.
No. She's using both. She's saying that y'all are rapping about this, and then this is exactly what y'all are doing. This is what we're finding out y'all are actually doing out here in these streets. That's what she's saying.
Right. We got to have the evidence, though, for sure.
I'm sure they do, my brother.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, because you couldn't just take somebody to court because of their lyrics. That wouldn't hold up, would it?
Not at all. Hello, who's this?
You got to have a crime to go with it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Isaiah from Jersey. I'm back on.
You said what, bro?
This is Isaiah from Jersey. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What do you think, bro?
Oh, all right. So, like I said from the beginning, I think it's a good thing that there's somebody in office, in position, that's letting them know that they're not above the law. I mean, if they was enough or bold enough to admit to their crimes in lyrics, it's good that somebody is letting them know that they won't be able to inflict that type of harm on the citizens of Fulton County or Atlanta, and somebody is finally putting them in their place. Now you have the freedom. Since America gives you the freedom of speech, you have the freedom to say what you want, but that can and will be used against you in the court of law, and she just proved that, and I commend her for that.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Let's take one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yo, DJ Andrew, what's good, boy? This is your boy, Old School from Miami, man.
Old School from Miami. What's popping, brother?
What's going on, homie, man?
Talk to us.
Hey, listen, that little topic that y'all was talking about, listen, me and my homeboys, we be on that same topic, you know what I'm saying? And it's true what Charlamagne said. This generation has no limits, man. So they deserve what they get because you know, it's a lot of crimes that's going on out here. So these crimes, they're not getting solved. So therefore, if you go drop a record and you talk about a crime that was committed, and then you know somebody done died or somebody done got hurt in that crime, if they come back and grab you, hey, you deserve that.
That's
because
real.
When they read you your random rights, it says you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do will be used against you.
That's right.
Nobody else but you. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, if you go on a reckoning and then you go drop them lyrics and then they charge you with it, you deserve that, bro.
That's right. Because these niggas is not remaining silent. These niggas is going in the studio with beats and they loud as hell. I killed him. I shot him. I kicked down his door. I beat up his dog and threw his girl on the floor. Robbed him of his chains. Robbed him of his car. Look at my face so you can know who I are.
The gun's in my mama's house under the bed.
Under the bed.
All you have to look is the blanket because it's red.
Red. Look what I was wearing on the night of the robbery. I had on Nikes and a hoodie and some pants sagging and the ass was out. And
why your ass got to be out? Why you always go there with it?
Shut up.
Like you was going good. Like I was about to blah, 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 but you wanted, the ass was out. Like you always got to go there with it.
Listen, here's the moral of the story.
What is it?
A lot of this is our fault.
Why?
And the reason it's our fault is because so many rappers from our generation in the 1900s were lying their ass off. And it made a bunch of kids think the way to get in the game was to be the biggest criminal alive. And guess what? You know, you can't do that. Okay? You can't be the biggest criminal alive and be a rapper at the same time. But it's our fault because we should have never let rappers lie like that for entertainment. All right? Because if it's just art, then we have to demand that some of these people change the content of their art, because all it's doing is getting a bunch of people indicted and influencing a generation of kids wrong.
That's right.
Period.
All right. Well,
and by the way, don't make the same mistake with this DA that y'all made with C. Dolores Tucker, because C. Dolores Tucker wasn't wrong. You know what I'm saying? As Snoop said when he was up here, they just didn't like C. Dolores Tucker's approach.
Right.
You know what I mean? But she wasn't wrong when she was telling people to change the content of their music. Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan been telling us the same thing for years. Change the content of their music. Because once again, all you're seeing is a bunch of people getting indicted and you're influencing a generation of kids wrong. And if you're doing that just for the sake of entertainment, just for the sake of art, you're part of the problem, bro, and not the solution. You might as well be the same white man you claim is oppressing us all the time.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.